Nubian pyramids are all solid. They are solid stone. There are no chambers inside them. So why build a pyramid? Right? I think it's just the sense that they wanted to be like the good old days of Egypt. Now, where are they buried if they're not buried in the pyramid? This puzzled Egyptologists. They looked for the burials of the Nubian kings, but didn't find them. Finally, George Reisner, an American who excavated in both Egypt and Nubia, solved it. The Nubian pyramids were basically tombstones. They were markers for a grave, but the kings were actually buried in a tomb maybe 50 yards or 100 yards away, underground, not exactly beneath the pyramid, but fairly close to the pyramid. So these were just tombstones marking a grave, and the Nubians did it their own way. Now, inside their tombs, doing it their own way, they were buried on beds. Egyptians were never buried on beds, but that was a Nubian custom, to be buried on a bed. So the Nubians were buried on a funeral couch. But they had certain Egyptian spins. For example, they are buried with Ushabti statues. Now, Ushabti is an Egyptian word, which means answerer. Every Egyptian believed that he would go to the next world, and it would be just a continuation of this world. Now, what would happen if in the next world, which is a continuation of this world, you were called upon to do work? Every Egyptian farmer had to do work on the irrigation ditches, and you might be called to do work. Well, you wanted to make a better life for yourself in the next world. So they came up with this idea of being buried with servant statues. Little statues, some are only 2-3 inches high if you're a poor man. If you're wealthy or if you're a king, could be 12-13 inches high. But you were buried with 365 of these statues, one for each day of the year to work for you. And the idea was, when your name was called in the next world, when they said, Amenhotep, it's your turn to work, the little statue would, by magic, get up and say, here I am, and it would work for you. Right? The word Ushabti is ancient Egyptian for answerer. It means it will answer for you in the next world. And these Nubians were buried with Ushabti statues. So they're doing it the Egyptian way, but they're on funerary couches. It's really quite interesting. I don't know if you remember this, but in the Walt Disney movie Fantasia, there is a scene that is based on an ancient Egyptian papyrus that talks about Ushabti statues. It's the scene of Mickey Mouse, where he's the sorcerer's apprentice, and do you remember the scene where he trains a broomstick to fetch water for him, and he can't stop it from fetching water, and he gets an axe and he cuts it in half, and now he's got two of these fetching water, and you get the music in the background, da-dum, 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 and they keep bringing you get more and more water, the broomstick keeps dividing, he's cutting them. That is an ancient Egyptian story about somebody who wanted to make an Ushabti statue out of a broomstick, and it just got out of hand. But those are Ushabti statues, the answerers, and the Nubians are going to have them. One thing they have that no Egyptian king ever had. Remember Pai, the horse lover? He is buried with his horses. They were buried standing up, the horses, with the chariot behind them, right, ready for action in the next world. So Pai was going to the next world with his horses. So he unifies Egypt, conquers it, and is succeeded when he dies and is buried next to his pyramid, not in it, right? He is succeeded by another relative, not a son who marries the right woman. That's not a Nubian custom. He is succeeded by his brother. That is the Nubian custom. If you have a brother, he succeeds you as king. So he is succeeded by Shabaka. Shabaka. Notice these aren't Egyptian names. These are foreign names. These are African names. These are Nubian names. Now, Shabaka does something absolutely wonderful. He is a bit of a philosopher. These guys were intellectuals. I mean, think about what they're doing. They're bringing Egypt back to its old standards. They're trying to restore order. They're interested in the old religion. Even in the Bible, the Nubians are called the pious Ethiopian kings. That's how they're referred to in the Bible, the pious Ethiopian kings. These guys are religious. They're thinkers. They're not just plundering and looking for gold.